Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Riding the agriculture economy roller coaster can be exciting, hopeful, and sometimes scary. Prices are up, prices are down, then back up. The weather is completely out of our control. Too hot, too cold, too wet, too dry. The level of uncertainty exceeds most any other business. However, right now, the situation looks good. Farm economy is on a roll. Net farm income is projected to surge 24% this year to $77 billion, the fourth highest on record. The global demand for what we produce is strong. The Asian economies are growing three times as fast as our own, and they want our pork and our poultry, corn, cattle, and cotton. The farm and rural economy is stronger than much of the rest of the country. Farm debt-to-asset ratio is an enviable 13%. I was in a luncheon this week where Dan Glickman, former Secretary of Agriculture for President Bill Clinton, spoke. He reinforced the positive for agriculture. We need to double food production in the next 40 years, and we need to do that without any big increase in acres. That's our challenge. And to further increase demand for our production and acres, the EPA is opening the door to allow 15% ethanol in our fuel for cars sold after 2006. And on top of that, the USDA cut this year's corn yield projection for the second time, which is inflating corn prices. And the rising price of corn and other grains presents a challenge as well as an opportunity. The challenge, number one, the corn versus fuel conflict may become an issue like it was in 2008. In fact, you can expect to hear from livestock producers and food processors about this added cost. Number two, food price inflation could become a concern also. However, few economists expect us to experience the 5% jump in food prices that we experienced in 2008, and most are expecting a modest 1% or 2%. This year's crop is worth more than we had expected, and if the weather will cooperate, we are in position to produce a big crop next year, and it is going to be worth a lot of money. The farm economy and rural economy that go hand in hand are positioned to let the good times roll. We ride this roller coaster year after year. We go up and we go down. Well, hold on, because now we are ready to go up. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.